Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. One of the exciting things about building web apps is the rapid pace of development. In VS 2012, we put a lot of work into making sure that you stay agile and efficient when you're building your apps. This video is a series of tips about how to use our tools efficiently when building a Windows Store app using JavaScript. Let's begin. As soon as you start building your app, you're going to notice that the JavaScript IntelliSense has gotten a lot better. This means that as we're typing, we're just seeing code that's being executed live at this point in your project. This means that we can see variables that are defined in other files, and we can even use GoToDefinition to find them in our code immediately. We can also get good IntelliSense information about the DOM. So in this case, that we've retrieved an element from the DOM that's a canvas tag, we can see specific canvas APIs being suggested to us in the IntelliSense. Of course, we can also see custom types that you define and all of their properties and members. What you may not be familiar with, however, is that you can make our IntelliSense a lot more powerful by adding dot comments to your code. This can include multiple function signatures, as well as specific information on each of your properties, including custom return type information. If we look at what this code looks like, it's just a comment inside the function body of your code. If you go to MSDN, you can see the full format of the specification, including all of the fields you can add. If you're a JavaScript Toolkit library author, you can also contribute a custom IntelliSense extension using JavaScript. Now let's actually launch this app. Once we launch the app, if you're familiar with doing a lot of JavaScript development, you probably are used to editing locally and then quickly refreshing the browser to see your changes. So let's make a quick edit that just comments out our CSS. If we go ahead and click Restart, we repackage and redeploy your app, and you can immediately see the changes take effect. However, you did notice there was a slight delay when we did restart, and that you were able to see the splash screen of the app when we did so. If we uncomment this file, and instead of saying Restart, instead say Refresh, or hit the F4 key, we can now see the changes take place instantaneously without having to repackage or redeploy your app. This means that if you're just changing HTML, JavaScript, or CSS, and you want to see your changes now, you can use Fast Refresh to do so. The next tool I want to talk about is one that popped up as soon as we launched our app, the JavaScript console. If you're familiar with the JavaScript console in the browser, you're probably used to using the console.log API. This just lets you print a message to the console and can be very useful for debugging problems. Going into our code, we could actually add console.log commands in order to see what's going on, but one trick that you may not be familiar with is you can set a conditional breakpoint where inside the condition you have a console.log that will be evaluated dynamically when that code is run. Now, if you don't want to actually stop execution at that point, you can just and the condition to false so that it will never be true. If we enable this conditional breakpoint, now without relaunching our app or restarting or changing any code, we can click the button, and going back into VS, we see that we now have this debugging information that we added without having to change our code, insert some debugging stuff, and then go back and worry about removing it all later. Let's talk a little bit more about the console. There's a number of specific features in the console that you may or may not be familiar with. For example, if you use $, it's a shorthand for document get element by ID. $$ is a shorthand for document query selector all. Now with both of these, we can select specific elements in the live DOM of our page. And we see we get this nice tree view in the console that lets us inspect the DOM and see what's going on in there. Now these are actual JavaScript objects, which means that we can extend them dynamically. However, we're not going to see those properties show up since they didn't affect the markup of the DOM. Now, if we wanted to see those properties, we can right-click on the HTML tree and instead say, evaluate as object. Now we get the actual JavaScript object that's backing that DOM element, and yes, we can see our custom properties right there. The other tool we added in VS 2012 is the DOM Explorer. A quick way that you can get from the JavaScript console to the DOM Explorer is to use console.select. So we can use that with $ to select our main div here And now in the DOM Explorer, we can see a lot more information about that element. This isn't a one-way street, however, since we can click another div in the DOM Explorer and get back to that by using $0 in the console. We can also use $1 to get the previously selected element, $2 to get the element selected before that, and so on. Another way that you can select elements in the DOM Explorer is visually by clicking Select Element or using Control-B. This lets you just visually click or touch on the element in your app that you want to debug, such as this text here. Now that we have this text selected, one of the common things you want to do when debugging a DOM element is look at the layout of it in the box model. Here we can see there is a 20-pixel top margin on this element, and maybe that's not the right amount of margin that we want for this element. Now, in order to figure out what style is causing that top margin to be applied, we can go to the Styles tab and find the rule down here. But since we know what that rule's name is, we can go to Trace Styles and immediately see, oh, there's something affecting margin top, and here is the rule, and even here is the file it came from. If we click on that file name, we'll be immediately taken to the CSS file that declares that rule, and we can edit it, quick refresh, try out our changes that way. Now, you don't have to edit the CSS to see these changes happen instantly. Everything in the DOM Explorer is editable. I can just double-click in the HTML tree view. I can double-click in the Styles window. I can even click in the Layout tab and then use the arrow keys to just quickly tweak the amount of margin that's being applied. This is a very powerful technique if you have a tablet you're debugging to next to your computer or if you have a second monitor so you can see it line up in real time and get the pixel-perfect layout that you're looking for. The last thing that I want to talk about in the DOM Explorer is going to be visible if we click on this button here that we clicked on earlier. You can see we have an events tab that will show us all of the event listeners that are registered to this DOM element. And it even tells us where that function that's listening for that event is defined, in this case default.js, which again we can click on and be immediately taken to that function body. This way we can debug any issues that are happening in the layout of our application or in the logic of the application that are hooked into the layout. That's all I have time to share for today. Thanks for watching. Please try out our tools, and if you have any suggestions for us or run into trouble, please go to the forums on MSDN.